Foxtrot out.
To JKT, anybody around?
BFA, yeah, go ahead, sir.
Is it Bravo Foxtrot Alpha? This is W2JKT. Yeah, just hopping on to see if anybody else was in Seneca today. I actually live in Seneca and a little bit off the track of the tornado. Just went downtown to check things out. But just wondering if anybody was else in that area.
That would not be me. Name here is Pat, and I'm up north of Traverse Rest. So we're out. We're almost always outside in the tornado warning area. Not 100%, but it's probably 95-97%.
Your name here is Eric. I managed to be spared most of it. The track was a little bit north of where I live, but downtown got it pretty bad. Power's out at my place right now and most of downtown. And internet is up as long as I can keep the modem running on battery. We've got some underground utilities in my neighborhood, so fortunately those are still up. It's definitely going to be a... I don't know if you've seen the news, but downtown's rough right now.
Oh, yeah, well, we got beat up pretty good here. I would guesstimate wind at least 20 to 25 miles an hour, maybe a little faster. We did get, whenever the wind comes from the south, we get rain up against the, outside wall of the house. Over that part of the house, we have a 7-foot eave, which usually keeps it pretty dry. But when the wind comes from the south, fast enough. Anyway, rain came up under the kitchen door, which is very unusual. My wife was up pretty early this morning, and she had just mopped it up. But other than that, she checked for tree limbs in the driveway. We have about an 800-foot driveway, so and there's trees over most of it. So she was checking on that, but no tree limbs in the driveway, so she'll be able to get out and go to work tomorrow. So hopefully I'll have power restored in downtown area by tomorrow.
Glad you guys were spared the brunt of it. My biggest problem right now is just not having power and having a lot of barking dogs, as you can hear. It sounds like somebody's here, so I'm going to go down and check it out. This is W2JKT. Thanks for the chat. I'll probably be back on a little bit later. Clear for now.
Roger, W4BFA clear.
BFA from Whiskey 4, Echo Echo Yankee. My name here is Gary.
Hey Gary, this is W4BFA, Pat here.
Just listening in there, and you mentioned you were north of Traveler's Rest. I have a Cleveland, South Carolina mailing address, and just wondered where you might be.
Technically, our mailing address is Traveler's Rest, although, oddly enough, the Tigerville post office is closer, but, you know, the United States Postal Service divvies up areas via a formula unknown to most mortals. So I don't know why we're not getting mail from Tigerville. But anyway, generally speaking, I'm about 2 miles north of 290. And about 2 miles south of Highway 11.
Yeah, I got the general vicinity there. Well, I'm up by Table Rock Mountain. You can see it from my property. So, in the Cleveland area, Channel 21 was indicating radar indicated tornado activity, but that turned out to be south of us, south of Gear Highway and Highway 11. But I had my neighbors all in my basement this morning. We were riding it out because we had the weather radio on, and it said, get ready, so we did.
Yeah, I understand. We're actually on the side of a hill here. Anywhere up here in this hilly areas, the chance of an actual tornado coming through is very remote. The best we'll get is 25 to 30 mile an hour winds, and that's just from a regular thunderstorm, which, you know, kind of, sometimes we get a tree knocked over around here. It's funniest thing, we had our longest power outage was in December of 2005 from this big ice storm that came through. It tore down trees and power lines and whatnot. We were without power here at the house for 6 days, and that was excruciating. But I guess it's 5-6 years ago, I bought a generator and had it professionally wired in. Not a really big generator. It's a 10 kW, but it powers everything pretty much except the heat pumps. And naturally, after I got that all hooked up, the worst we've had it so far is 2 days without power. And that generator will run about 17 hours before I need to refill the fuel tank.
If you'll read me, I think I'm in the shadow of Paris Mountain here.
Fine. Not a problem. Boy, you must be almost downtown, you know, over maybe by Cherrydale or someplace over there.
And North Pleasantburg Road in Wade Hampton, I'm going to be in motion here now, so I may be in and out a little bit, but yeah, this is a bad spot. Yeah, we did lose power, but I have a solar battery backup system that just came online, and that's what's running the house right now. And yeah, I'm just out running some errands, and we'll head back to the house around noontime.
Go out in a little while, not right now, but probably within an hour, and plant some stuff. I kind of got behind on that with the rain, but we're going to put in some what we call our kitchen herb garden. Some of it's up here on the deck in pots, and then some of it's down below. We have a strip of garden along a retaining wall a little bit away from the deck, and as we tried various plants there, some do okay, some not so good. We're going to see. I finally put in one single rhubarb plant there. We'll see how it does. And I put in some other rhubarb plants out back. Rhubarb is actually a high-quality vegetable if, and because it's a perennial, you know, you get to harvest it most of the year. And once it matures, it'll be, probably won't get anything to speak of this year, but a year from now, it should be fine. I'm producing several pounds of stalks.
Hey, I'm here at the QT gas station. I'm going to fill up, and then I'll be back on the road. 73, nice to make your acquaintance today, and we'll look for you later on. W4BFA, Whiskey 4 Echo Echo Yank.
Talk to you later, W4BFA.
Input of 6 in repeater. When will it be up? Am I now? For FCM, sorry. Must be the A2 repeaters, all this down. W4FCM signing.